Hey, everybody, quick announcement. We're doing a second CMP study. Starting May 6th, it's a total win-win. You get to come into League if you qualify for the study, go through the first 8 weeks of League, which we call the 8-week parenting pivot. It's this incredible deep dive of implementing Connect Method parenting. And we get to follow your progress to show the impact Connect Method parenting is having on parents who implement it in their home. So it's a total win-win. All you've got to do is apply for the study before May 6th, because that's when it closes, because that's when we're starting it. There's a link in the show notes. So you just click that link, answer some questions. If you pre-qualify, we'll reach out to you, confirm that it's a good fit, and then we'll be off to the races. So if you've been waiting for an opportunity to jump into League, but you've been hesitant for whatever reason, see this as your sign. It's your time to jump in. I would be so grateful, because my mission is to get CMP out to more people. And part of that process is collecting statistical data showing how it works for people in their home in real situations. So it would be such a blessing for me if you feel inspired to participate in the study. And it would be such a win for you, because you will be able to have access to the tools to shift from corrective to connective parenting. Now, this is only available until May 6th, so jump on it while you can. And if you're not interested in participating in the study, but you would like to start implementing Connect Method parenting, you want that assistance to guarantee you success, League is open for general traditional sign up as well. So you can sign up that way as well. You don't have to participate in the study, but both will close May 6th. So whether you are entering the traditional way or through the study, May 6th is the deadline, and we're not going to reopen until July or August for another round of League. I don't know if we're going to do another CMP study. We'll just have to wait and see. So now is the perfect time to join. And I just wanted to let everybody who's listening to the podcast know about this opportunity, so that you don't go 2 more months and not have the help that you need. And real quick, before we get to the episode, I thought it'd be really fun to share some thoughts from people who just completed this study.
I just can never express how great this has been and how thankful I am. It's been everything. It's been so good.
Like, are we only 2 weeks in? It's like night and day already. There's just been this total shift.
I feel like our hearts are like so connected. Thank you. I'm so grateful.
I really, really see the change.
So fun. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So if you're ready to create a change in your parenting, you're ready to go from corrective to connective parenting, I would love for you to come participate in the study, or you can come in traditionally, but you got to get your application in before May 6th, because that's when we're closing the doors. And the results, by the way, were so incredible from the first study. I am going to do a whole podcast episode about it to let you know what happens when we implement Connect Method parenting, now that we have the data to support that. But we want a bigger base to pull from, so that we have hundreds and hundreds of moms that have gone through this study, maybe even thousands. So if you are feeling inclined, come join us in the study. And if you have any questions, reach out to us at hello@connectmethodparenting.com, and we'll get back to you. All right, on with the show. The stronger my relationship is with my child, the stronger limits I can set with them and actually have them be effective. Welcome to the Connect Method Parenting Podcast, where correction is out, connection is in, and your kids want to listen to you. I'm Andy Martineau, creator of Connect Method Parenting, here to help you stay calm, confident, and connected no matter what. Hey, everybody, welcome back. We're diving in to Connect Method Parenting today, episode 2. Last episode, we talked about how Connect Method Parenting came to be, and we talked about strategy 1. Which is understand your own mind, your own brain, your own behavior, your own emotions, so you can leave room for those beautiful humans that you've brought into the world. If you have not listened to episode 1, go back and listen to that and then pop back in here with us today. Because today we're going to be talking about the second strategy, which is consistently connect. And next episode, we're going to talk about strategy 3, which is choose closeness. These are the 3 things that you need to be doing to transition from corrective, reactive parenting that's dependent on consequences and rewards and punishments and lectures and all of those things, and get out of that profession and get into parenting by connection. Because you guys, it is a lot happier over here in this world, and that's what I want you to create for yourself. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to jump into strategy 2. So consistently connect. What do I mean by that? You might be thinking, What does that mean? Does that mean just hanging out in the kitchen together? Does that mean taking my child to ice cream every day? Well, yes and no. It means that we're investing consistently in the relationship. There's many ways that I teach my clients to do this. But before we can even use those techniques, we have to get clear about something. What in the heck is a relationship? How do we create a good relationship with our kids? Because let's be honest, if you are feeling kind of icky about your kids and you're spending time with them, but you're feeling frustrated they didn't clean their room or they didn't help out with the chores or they're on TikTok again and you've asked them to get off and you're having these icky thoughts about them, it doesn't matter how much time you spend with them or how consistently you connect, because it's not clean. So we've got to clean it up first. So that's what we're talking about today, is creating good relationships with our children. It's way easier to create good relationships with our kids or to feel good about our relationship with our kids when things are going great. They're doing what we're asking. But I want you to be thinking about, how are you going to consistently connect when for 3 days in a row, your teenager has rolled his eyes at you and just comes to you when he wants money or a ride? How are you going to actually consistently connect with him when your nervous system has been riled up a bit about it? Let's talk about that, because that's the work. That's what we need to get clean on and understand so you can actually consistently connect. If your apple tree wasn't producing apples, you wouldn't treat the apples, you would treat the root. You would fertilize it. You would make sure it had enough sun or water. You wouldn't solve the problem by treating the fruit. So the fruit is just evidence of something going on inside of them. What creates a good relationship is your thoughts about your child. It's very simple, very powerful. And I didn't say his thoughts or her thoughts about you. I said your thoughts about your child. Because a relationship can be one way, one directional. Yes, it can. It's the best news ever. And it's not dependent on your kid's behavior at all. The way you feel, the way you're able to consistently connect with them, nothing to do with them. A lot of times when we start talking about this in League, which is my Connect Method parenting group, or I'm meeting with one of my one-on-one clients and talking about time to implement strategy two, and we're going in and we're talking about the quality of the relationship and how connected or disconnected they feel, oftentimes clients will say, I don't really know what to do because my child doesn't really want to connect with me. She goes into her room right after school. She just scrolls on TikTok. Only comes to me if they need something from me. So we're looking to our child to indicate the quality of the relationship or the possibility of the relationship. It just doesn't work. All craziness breaks loose when we think that we don't have control over the relationship. So to be able to implement strategy two, we have to feel in control of the relationship, not in control of our child. Let me just be very clear. In control of how we feel about our child, which, spoiler alert, you do have control over that, because your relationship is just the result of the beliefs you have about your child. To say it again, to make sure everyone's clear, your relationship with your child is completely in your control, is not dependent on their behavior or their thoughts about you, and is simply the sum total of the thoughts you have about them, period. Great news. You do not have to wait until their thoughts are wonderful about you or until their behavior changes to have a great relationship with them, a great feeling about them, great beliefs around them. That's because your relationship about your child is only dependent on your thoughts about your child. So my youngest daughter, her name is Becca. She's amazing. So funny. In fact, when she was little, she told the dentist once, I'm the funny one. She's very funny. Clever, very sensitive, kind, really concerned about other people's emotions. She's frequently asking me, Mom, are you okay? She's very sensitive and very sweet. But about 5 years ago, a neighborhood friend said she was mean. that goes against what I believe about her. So why doesn't everyone love Becca the way I do? Someone else can know Becca and have a completely different relationship with her. Why? It's not because she's changed. The relationship with her is dependent on the thoughts that the other person has about her, not her. All of your relationships are created in your mind. And some of the most important relationships we will have in our life are the relationships we have with our children. So we want to get really clean on this. Parents will tell me, my child, they're so rude and hard and defiant and difficult, and they're emotionally exploding all of the time. I don't have any choice but to feel frustrated or resentful or angry or irritated. But we do. We do have the ability to do that. And I want to just make sure everyone's clear that just because I'm saying this does not mean that because I have these beautiful thoughts and this strong relationship with this child that I'm just letting them get away with doing whatever the heck they feel like doing. In fact, the opposite is true. The stronger my relationship is with my child, the stronger limits I can set with them and actually have them be effective. We'll put a pin in that for next episode, but it's the truth. So I don't want you to be creating great relationships with your kids so that you can use that relationship to control them. That's not going to work. But what I am going to say is when we genuinely, authentically want to create good relationships with our kids and we put in the work to create good relationships with our kids, when we do have to set limits, it will be a lot more effective. The relationship you have with your child, which will allow you to consistently connect with your child in an authentic way that feels good to you and good to them, is dependent on your thoughts about them. You might think your thoughts about your kids are dependent on what they do. So you think if they have a tantrum, if they refuse to listen, if they leave a big mess in the kitchen, that I have no choice but to feel frustrated and disconnect from the relationship. That's not the only option. You can have compassion and have strong connective ties to them and set a firm limit. Choose closeness is what I call it when things are going off track. But that's going to be really impossible if your relationship's messy. And the reason that relationships get messy sometimes is because our perception of them is skewed based on our expectations. So we have these expectations of what our kids shouldn't and should be doing. And depending on how well they meet them, shapes our relationship with them. We're not even having a direct relationship or experience with our child because there's so many messy thoughts in between you and them that impacts the quality of our relationship, the strength of our relationship, the depth of our relationship, but it doesn't have to be. We need to see the thoughts we have about our kids because here is the truth. You can't have love for someone. You just have love when you think a certain way about them and you can't be upset with your kids. You only have thoughts that make you upset. You can't be hurt by what your kids did. You can only have thoughts that make you hurt. Now, you might be saying, Andy, come on, get real. And I'm not saying the hurt and the frustration and the upset isn't real. It is. And you definitely feel it. And there's reasons why you've created stories around it. However, what I am saying is that if you want to flip it, you want to change things and stay more consistently in control of your nervous system and the reaction it's having to your children's behavior, you're going to want to at least experiment, but I would say go all in on this belief that it's the experience that we're having in our brain about the other person that's creating the different reactions inside of us. So sometimes our reaction is to feel frightened or to feel hurt or to feel upset. Sometimes that default response is to feel calm and to feel connected. We want to create neural pathways in our brains that support the relationship we want to create with them. That is our privilege. That is our opportunity to train our nervous system to respond the way we want to, so that our prefrontal cortex, that part right up here, front of our brain, the forehead, that does the logic and the reason and helps us fulfill our potential, can be online so that we can create the best possible scenario and environment for our kids to thrive and also for us to thrive. If you're new to Connect Method Parenting, I have a great way for you to get started. I created a free course that covers some of the biggest challenges parents are facing and how Connect Method Parenting solves them. In an hour, we're going to talk about why parenting is so hard, how to get your kids to want to listen to you, how to stop yelling and losing your cool and become that calm, confident, connected parent for good. It's the fastest way to get started using connection as your go-to tool for influencing and impacting your kids. Go to cmp.works/course to get instant access today. Our kids need us to help them regulate their emotions. It's biologically how they're created. In fact, this is so fascinating that female brains are not fully developed until 25. I'm sure there's a range, but this is the research I've read. And male brains are 30. And so their brains are needing another brain to help them regulate their nervous system. And so when we can come to what used to be a heated situation, they come home from school, they roll their eyes, they walk out of the room, and they're like, "Mom, I'm not interested in talking to you today." And if we can stay calm and consistently connect, then what that signals to their nervous system is this is a safe place to feel my emotions, to work through whatever's frustrating me, and to reconnect to this adult who truly cares about me. But when we react back, they have a triggered nervous system and they're going into fight or flight mode and they're saying, "Mom, I don't want to deal with you. I'm not interested in talking to you." And then we get defensive back and go into fight or flight back. What that is now signaling to their nervous system is you got to defend yourself because there's someone coming after you and we're pouring fuel on the fire. You're making the frustration bigger. I want to reveal something that changed my life, and I find it extremely empowering. I call it the Harry Styles phenomenon. Yep, Harry Styles, y'all. I wish I could sing one of his songs, but I can't remember any of them right now. But my three girls love Harry Styles. They love his outfits at the concerts. They love his songs. They wanted to go to a concert. We didn't get to go to one. Such a bummer. They appreciate his personality and his journey of becoming who he is today. You know, some of his favorite things. They love him. They're feeling very connected to him. And Harry Styles, you guys, I know this might surprise you, but he doesn't know my girls at all. Doesn't know their names, doesn't know where we live, doesn't know they exist. This proves a very important point as we are creating the kind of relationship we want with our kids. Relationships and connection don't have to be two ways. I mean, it's better if they are. Gotta love that when we get a two-way connection. However, it's not required. And you can feel however the heck you want to feel about your kids, despite what they're feeling about you. Just let that sink in for a minute. I challenge all of you to create the kind of connection you want with your kids and stop waiting for them to return it. Don't only invest as much as they're investing. Don't only connect as much as they're connecting. Don't expect them to respond to your connection in a certain way. Just connect for connection's sake. Connect because it feels good, because it feels right, because it honors the relationship. This will allow you to turn on the connection faucet at will. You'll stop believing that you need your kids to behave a certain way or react a certain way. None of those crazy, untrue thoughts anymore. You will be able to get clean thoughts about them, realizing, oh, it's my thoughts that I have about my child that's going to impact the relationship. I can be connected to them. They don't have to be connected to me. It's going to change your world if you will step into this belief and realize it is possible for you to feel as connected to your kids as my girls. This is a terrible analogy, but as my girls do to Harry Styles, bring in the Harry Styles connection. You get what I'm saying, right? That you can connect to them even if your teenager is like, "I don't want to even acknowledge who you are today." Doesn't have to matter. So here is your homework for today. I want you to get very clear on what you want to be believing about your child and your relationship with them. I love to believe I have a great relationship with my kids. I can confidently handle anything that comes up. anything that goes off track. I can handle any of it. And I feel grateful that I get to have them in my home. I want you to identify the thoughts you want to have and the beliefs you want to have about them that would create the most amazing relationship with them, that would allow you to lean into strategy two and consistently connect. And then I also want you to look at the thoughts and the emotions that you have that are not allowing you to create that relationship with your child right now. Think of it like the map at the mall. When you go to that little sign thing and it says, here's all the stores, and you find the store you want to go to, if it is missing, which has happened to me before, if it is missing the "you are here" little dot, it's very difficult to figure out where you're going. Maybe you can look at a store and find that store on the map and then it orients you to the map. You have to know where you are to be able to get to where you're going. So those thoughts you have about your kids and the way you feel when they're not showing you that amazing connection, you want to know what those are so that you can identify them and say, okay, here's where I am. It's fine. It's totally fine, guys, that you have those. We all do. I don't want to keep nurturing those. I don't want to keep believing those. I have now control. I listened to Andy's podcast and now I know I don't have to believe that. I can create one way connection. My relationship is dependent on my thoughts about my children. That's your homework, because I really want you to not just listen to this podcast for entertainment. I want you to come and do and act and implement so you can truly start to create what you want in your life. All right. That's your homework. Okay, everybody. So fun to talk to you about the second strategy, how to consistently connect. I can't wait to talk about strategy three. It's so fun. How to choose closeness. And specifically, this is when things are going a little crazy. How do I set a limit without backing it up with a consequence? We're going to talk about all of that in the next episode. But if you liked what you heard today, will you subscribe, leave a comment, share it with your favorite mom friends, and let's get the word out about Connect Method Parenting. All right. Bye, everybody. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, come check out League, my Connect Method Parenting Coaching Program, where we take this material and we apply it using my proven formula. Head over to cmp.works/join.